Hey everyone, this is Matt Peterson with Inksoft, and I am super happy today to be joined by Jason Sterling. He is the founder of T-Shirt Elephant. Jason, how are you doing today?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Well, we're happy to have you on the podcast today. We know that you've had great success with T-Shirt Elephant. Would you mind just giving us kind of a snapshot into your shop and what you're all about over there at T-Shirt Elephant?
Yeah, 100%. So, using Inksoft was like the big growth point for our company. Traditionally, we started kind of in the promotional products industry, typically selling to resellers. And we were kind of like your standard screen printing shop. Started off very small, maybe had one or two automatics, and they were much older. Inksoft just definitely helped us grow in terms of being able to sell directly to the end user all over our country, which is we're located in Canada.
Nice. And so how did you get into the industry? What made you decide to start up this business?
We had a family business in the 1970s, 80s, and 90s. And early on, our company actually, we were a button printing company. So like, your promotional buttons, we were doing pretty much all of them in Canada throughout the 70s and the 80s. In the 90s, that became more of a promotional products type company, sourcing promo products. And we also, got into screen printing a bit to service some of our customers. So it was a family business. I started working in 2011. And I think when I started working, there was two 1990s era M&R gauntlets that we had and some manual presses, and we were screen printing, albeit not very well. And I kind of, saw an opportunity that people wanted custom apparel. It was becoming increasingly popular. We just kind of needed a way to sell to people better, and we needed to improve our production processes. So, it's been about 6 or 7 years since I started, and things are a lot different now.
Fantastic. Well, you've been killing it. Tell us a little bit about how your shop is set up now. How do you kind of operate and what do you have going in your shop?
Sure. So like I said before, in 2011, we just had these two old gauntlets from the 90s. As we started getting more into the online scene, we were able to purchase one new automatic machine. And from there, we were, able to grow, once you had the proper equipment and you weren't using presses that weren't running so well. So right now we have 9 automatics. We're in 40,000 square feet. We have 4 Corny machines. 2 of them are Storms and 2 of them are Avalanches. And we have some brother DTGs as well. We also do embroidery in-house. We have about 15 Tajima heads. And then we still make some of the other products we always did, like buttons and magnets and stickers. But yeah, essentially completely a 180 from where we were 6 years ago.
Wow. Yeah, that's fantastic. What an amazing shop you have going right now. Jason, what would you say is your ideal customer? Who are you targeting to get your business?
That's also changed a lot. In the past, I would have always said, oh, the ideal customer is someone who, brings us a lot of orders consistently, and they're that one client that you can count on for work all year round. Those customers are great, but what we've kind of pushed towards our ideal customers, any, consumer in Canada, in our country. We're selling to about 50 or 60 new customers every day. And these people are buying anywhere from, one shirt on our website all the way to up to a few hundred. So I guess, the ideal customer is a new customer that we acquire who, could be buying anywhere from 100 to a few hundred shirts. It's always better one to a few hundred shirts. Always better when they're buying maybe, in that sweet spot of 12 to 50, but definitely a new end user consumer type person would be the ideal customer.
Awesome. And how are you best finding those people?
That's a good question. So when we first started using Inksoft, and we kind of rebranded and made our own Inksoft site and gave it the name T-Shirt Elephant, we had to rely heavily on Google Ads because we had no kind of search engine optimization at all. So anyone that was coming onto our site, we really were paying for a lot of the traffic that was coming onto the site. Because we started that site in 2013. So 6 years later, our SEO has gotten a lot better, like really good for Canada. So most search terms that people are looking for custom apparel all over our country, we're coming up, one to five, usually on that first page. So, we still rely heavily on Google Ads, and even more now we're doing like social ads, Facebook, Instagram, stuff like that. But our SEO has gotten so much better. So we get a ton of free traffic onto our site every day, which is super important for the margins in the end, because paying for your traffic definitely, hurts your margins.
Yeah, definitely. Anytime we can get the free traffic in there, it helps the bottom line. So we know that you've been successful with Inksoft, several million in sales, and, 330,000+ transactions. What made you start wanting to use Inksoft? What were the challenges your business was facing to have you switch over?
For sure. I mean, I feel like we adopted it pretty early on in Inksoft starting up. It was 2013 when we first signed up. And I had just seen another company using Inksoft, and I'm like, wow, I mean, this designer was something I always wanted to build for ourselves, but the development involved was, I mean, it was just astronomical to build a designer, to build a whole backend. It allowed us to, license that and get over that hurdle of all the development costs that would go into building a site like that, and, focus on using that platform and pushing people onto it. And, the challenges we were facing were, one, that when you're ordering shirts, there's so much customer service that's involved. If people aren't doing it themselves, you have to get their artwork. You have to make a proof. You have to, go back and forth with pricing. The Inksoft platform takes all that out of the equation. They're able to do the art themselves. They're able to see the proof on their computer while they're ordering. And, there's very little customer service on most of our transactions. We're doing like 40 or 50 a day where people like literally aren't interacting with us at all. Yes, we're getting emails every day, but that helps you grow your sales without having to add too many employees in terms of customer service employees.
That's phenomenal. And obviously your results speak for themselves. And sometimes when we have a successful business, it's hard to see where the growth opportunities are. When you look at yourself and the rest of 2018 and beyond, where do you see the biggest growth opportunities for you and for the industry?
Yeah, I mean, I know exactly where we want to be going. So right now, I mean, like I said, the bulk of our orders are coming through the, people designing their own apparel online, which is like our bread and butter of what we do. But we're really pushing to use the Inksoft web stores tool for one. You create a web store that can be orders throughout the year. You have 100 web stores, that's like a steady stream of orders. You have 1,000 web stores, you should be busy, very busy all year long. So we're just trying to sign up more people. The web store tool that Inksoft's gotten has evolved a lot, and we're able to make nicer stores. We're able to make them in like, a day, no problem. So that's like a win-win because it's sales for us and it's great for customers because, you're giving them a risk-free option to have their own store. So that's one thing we're really pushing. The next thing, I guess, this is kind of a project we have in the works, but using the Inksoft API to kind of build a full fulfillment website. So, fulfilling from people's Shopify stores, from Amazon, from Etsy. That's our kind of our big thing for 2018, 2019. We have it in the works. It's probably a few months away from launching. So that's definitely the growth opportunities for us. And the next year is basically doing fulfillment for people's stores and creating stores for end users.
Wow. I love it, Jason. I love how you kind of see a need in the market and you're looking to fill that need, and then you're finding the technology to make it happen. That's how a successful business is built. I love it. Speaking of the business that you've built and the success that you've had, What would you say is the most important business lesson you've learned over the years of running your business?
I still think I'm a pretty young person in this industry. I'm only 31 and I'm learning new stuff every day. I'd say something that hiring is probably the most important thing. Hiring people, good people who are reliable, who want to work for your company, and kind of not being, I don't want to say cheap, but not being cheap about it. You know, just because someone has they demand a little bit more money for their skill set. I've found that, you know, spending money on hiring and hiring the right people has allowed our company to grow. Without the people who work for us, I think we have 90 employees right now between our factory people, development people, marketing, customer service. Just reinvesting that way. I'd always rather have more people working for me, and maybe that's hurting our margins a bit, but at least things are getting done properly and we're able to accomplish a lot more with like a better team of people for sure.
Fantastic. And yeah, the team environment you've built, definitely speaks for itself. What would you say, if you could tell anything to print shop today to stop doing one thing, what would you say to them?
Stop doing one thing. I've seen a lot of different print shops. So you have your people who have been printing for a long time and doing it one way, and you know they're very set on their ways. Maybe it's your traditional screen printing shop that's still using film, just very set in the way they've always been doing things. I'd have to say it'd be adopting all the new technologies that are available, whether it's with screen printing and your pre-press setup, or whether it's with, you know, using the newest DTG equipment available, because every single time we've invested in new equipment, I'm always thinking, oh my God, how are we going to pay this stuff back? But it's kind of, if you build it, they kind of come. Every time we use new stuff, we're able to be more efficient, offer something that somebody else doesn't offer. And we find that we just fill the capacity right away. Technology is your friend in terms of printing on apparel, and it goes also with the Inksoft type online sales stuff. So both ways, just adopt the newest technology and be ahead of the curve that way.
Oh, I love it. I think you mentioned earlier that you strive to learn new stuff every day. I think that's key for business owners. If they're not learning, really, they're kind of going backwards. And I think that's a huge thing. So final question for me, Jason, if you go back in time, let's say you can go back 10 years and see the young Jason just beginning to be a business owner and running your business, what would you tell yourself as you were starting this endeavor?
I guess just not to be afraid of trying new stuff. And again, goes back to either whether it was hiring people, buying new equipment. Every time I did these things, there was always a mass amount of fear. You know, how am I going to pay this machine back? How are we going to hire this person and afford it? Taking risks, it's been difficult. But every single time we've done it, calculated risks, that being said, but just not to be afraid to make the wrong decision. I mean, you can just hit one home run out of, 10 ideas or 10 hires or whatever it is. But the big ones always pay itself back. And yeah, just to not be afraid of making the wrong decision sometimes and just go with our calculated instincts.
Awesome. Hey, well, we appreciate you being on this podcast with us today, Jason. You've obviously seen great success, and it's no doubt because of your hard work and your ability to learn and adapt. We know that that's what people listening to this podcast need, and we appreciate you taking the time to be with us today.
Yeah, no problem. If you have any other questions, glad to answer them. But we're very thankful to be able to rely on having Inksoft as a partner, and that you guys are, continuing to develop the platform. That's key for us, because if it was just kind of the same thing it's been for 10 years, it definitely wouldn't be as amazing to work with you guys. So I'm happy that you guys are putting, investing in your company, just like we're investing in our company, so we can both grow. That's key for us.
Well, we appreciate that. Thank you, Jason. And I want people to know your website is www.tshirtelephant.com, correct?
Yes, that's the site. Yeah.
Okay. They can go check it out. It's a great, clean site that tells what you do in a great story. And we wish you continued success. Thanks, Jason.
Thank you very much.